Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast, Whatevs. Today, as you might know because of the name of this episode, I am learning how to play Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson on the ukulele. I am using a YouTube video, so you might hear a bit of the audio in the background, but I'll try to keep it down so that you possibly can't. The YouTube video is Banana Pancakes Jack Johnson / Easy Ukulele Tutorial by Andrew Gulledge. I'm already 47 seconds in, and the first chord, you have this hand setup of the ukulele and everything. The first chord is G7. It's supposed to sound like that, but a lot more smooth. Yeah, So that's the first chord, G7. Wait, I've never heard of this one, but it's D7. Apparently you go... Oh, geez. Something like that? I don't know. Something sort of like that. How does he play that chord? Wait, I'm sorry, I have to turn it up. Ignore the audio.
When we have D7, you bar the second fret. That's all the...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm using a cheat. It's the same one that he's using, though. I'm using my middle finger and pushing it down across all three of them so I don't have to use individual horrible fingers. But you need to press down really hard with all of your middle finger or I'll still be muted. And the first chord was like... The first chord was... G7, which was like... I think it was like this or something. Sorry, I think it was like this. No, wait. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, what? I was doing something wrong here, and I'm trying to fix it, but that's hard. I'm just gonna... I can't do that. This is supposed to be an easy tutorial, but like, I don't know how to do the D7 chord.
Strings, and I even cheat with my my middle finger here a little bit. With my ring finger, do the third fret of the last string. D7.
Okay, so he's just do. I have the right hand position, but then the rest of my middle finger just muting them all. I can't.
And then A minor 7, which sounds complicated, but it's the easiest chord you'll ever play because it's open, 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 open. You don't touch any fret on any string. That's A minor 7.
Oh my gosh, A minor 7 sounds like such a hard chord, but it's just... You don't have to press down any chord, it's just... I have to write down these chords on my chord sheet. Yes, I do have a chord sheet because, yeah. This C7 chord is nice, so. I'm gonna play a song that I'm familiar with real quick. It's just some random song. I got that down.
Then we have D major, where like D7, you bar the second fret. But instead of the third fret on the last string, like in D7, you do the fifth fret.
Oh no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sounds beautiful. I can totally play the ukulele professionally. So beautiful. Down because I can sort of actually play it. Just gonna, let's see, second fret. Did it.
Minor is next, where same thing, you bar the second fret.
Oh, geez. So. I can't even, it's like not physically possible to play this chord, is it? Trying to use my elbow to actually play it because it costs two fingers for the chord part. How does he?
But with your ring finger, hold on the fourth fret of the first string.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna copy his hand position currently. Nope, can't do it. Okay, B minor. I'm supposed to be learning how to play banana pancakes, but I'm just barely learning some new chords. Okay, I can play this. Except it sounds like the death note. E minor is the cursed note of them all, isn't it? Can he play it better? I think he can play it much more beautiful than I can, because listen.
And that's E minor.
Brum. Let's just go like brum. Brum.
And the last one.
Wait.
And that's E minor.
Write this one down, because this one's good as well, actually useful. Thank you, sir, who taught me this, named I don't know, like Steve, no, Andrew. Andrew Golden. Oh, I feel so sad saying that. It's probably because along the side is our other videos, and it says Steve Grimes on it, and so I'm just like, sorry, I'm just looking at some of the other videos to see if I'd rather do one of those. Right, repositioning the microphone. Two, three, four, zero. Boom, boom, boom. The average C chord. Okay, first is G7 as always. Let's see, G7. So I learned the chords, now it's time to actually play them. Then D7. Dang it. D7 was the hard one. Or at least one of the hard ones. I'm about to play the impossible chord. Three, two, one. The impossible chord. Yeah, it's nothing but muted. So it's like. It's like all I got. I'm gonna look up an easy song. Easy ukulele songs for beginners. Yay! There's a two chord song. There's two chord songs. I'm gonna learn this one. No, I did not want to learn an ad. I wanted to learn this. So this is Corey Teaches Music, 10 songs you only need 3 chords for. It's the new video that I'm currently watching. G major. I do not know how to do a G major. I never learned that. I'm being patient here and for her to get to this stuff. A minor, just sounds sad. I think I'm gonna make up my own songs. Okay, the name. I thought that this might happen. I jinxed it, didn't I? With the fact that I said, now you probably know what I'm gonna be doing through the name of this without naming it first. Yeah, I said that I'm learning banana pancakes, but that was like only most of the episode. Like half of it. Instead, I think I'm gonna come up with my own song. Okay, let's see. I like this C7 chord. people go like they go like up, down, and I'm just like getting my finger stuck in between every single time that I try. So I just have to go. So it's going down, up, down, up, down. I have to go down, 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 down. It's so, so hard. Oh, jeez. I know that might have sounded like murder to the ukulele, but it is not. What was that? Okay. Oh, no. And yet at the same time, oh yes, Leo has arrived, one of Billy's friends. Just so you know, if you hear screaming in the room next door, it's probably just them being funny. Actually, I probably won't have to warn you of that because this is going to be the end of the episode. I hope that it was entertaining enough. And oh right, I might do another episode today because I wanted to say... Happy 4th of July, everybody! Welcome to 4th of July. I mean, it's not a place, it's a time, but still. Happy 4th of July. I am going to enjoy the fireworks today. I did do this, like, 4th of July parade, and I decorated my own 4th of July shirt. It looks good. It looks good. But we're going to be doing, I might do a 4th of July family special with my whole family. They just need to agree to it, of course. But I can ask them if we can have a nice time together on an episode for the podcast. And we can all celebrate the 4th of July together. Thank you for listening. Happy 4th of July. And bye.